This is Ginger Gilman interviewing Jenny Moskowitz at her lovely home on East Main Street in Salisbury. Now, I'm just going to ask you a few questions here about your birthplace and your date and your parents, and we'll start out with your birthplace and the date.
It was April 7th, 1915 in Mount Vernon, New York. And it was interesting because it was a five-generation family. It always lived there. So I had extra inspiration to, be community-minded. What else?
Well, I was going to ask you more about that because I'm very interested in your family, and I'd like to know your parents' names, if you feel like it, and so forth, because I think this has a lot to do with what you did in your life.
Right. My father was Vernon McClellan, and my mother was Josephine Pomeroy McClellan. And as I say, the family name had been around for a long time, so, it's doubly inspirational to do it. And it was interesting, too, because having been born in Mount Vernon Hospital, in later years, I graduated from that school of nursing there and worked for a number of years as a head nurse, surgical department, things like that. So it was sort of, destined to be.
Definitely tied the two together.
Yeah, right. And then I married a Dr. Moskowitz from New York, and he worked at the hospital, and then we had an office at home in later years. So there was a lot of connection there.
And how many children did you have?
We have three boys, nine grandchildren, and 3.5 great-grandchildren. But they're scattered all around, so like everybody's family is.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I'm just totally interested in your background in Mount Vernon, and then we'll get on to Salisbury. I'd like to know more what you did. I understand you did fourth grade tours.
Yes,
for
in
children.
Mount Vernon, yes.
Uh-huh. And that, you figured that this is a good time to do this?
Yeah, it was interesting because we involuntarily chose that month and then that year, and then in later years the state said that was a good time because the kids were still interested, and in later years they couldn't have cared less, so that worked out nicely.
How did the tours work?
Well, we had bus tours and we also had walking tours, and they went off very well.
Did you do it by yourself?
Yes.
For heaven's sake. Organizing that must have been a job, wasn't it?
Well, once you get in the swing of it, it's all right.
Yeah.
But it worked out very well. They don't do it anymore because they don't have time. They say, I don't know.
I can understand that.
But a lot is lost,
Well,
we had a bus tour up here, too, that was very successful. But I had my beginnings down there with the kids, but these were adults in a bus, so.
Up here?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, when did you move up here?
Well, it's very interesting. When I was 9 years old, my father, he never bought cottages, but we rented cottages up at Twin Lakes when I was 9 years old. And we'd come up every summer and every weekend. And then, of course, we got into high school and we couldn't do that anymore. But that's how I got my beginning at Twin Lakes. We never came near Salisbury, though, because that was the ritzy part, you see. So that's how I got involved. And then in later years, when we had the family, we'd come up weekends, too. So it was a nice difference between, what shall I say, those that had it and those that didn't. I mean, country life is very different than city life.
Yeah.
So it
gave
me a nice contrast.
Yeah.
And Twin Lakes was formed by Mount Vernon people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was another connection. And let's see. Can't think of anything else.
That's very interesting. And so you spent the summers and?
Summers and weekends.
That's nice.
And then we had the camp. We rented the cottage next to Berkshire Hills Camp.
Oh.
So that was another connection, but that's a whole other story. So,
well, can you tell anything about that? Because I think that's very interesting.
Well, we were right next to the tennis court, uh-huh. So we could hear all the conversation from the kids. And then the young ones were in the first cottage. And the first night, they cried the whole night. They missed their parents, you know. So, and then it was interesting. After camp was out, my sisters, I had two sisters, and we would go behind the cottage, the bunks, whatever you call them, cottages, whatever they were, and pick up everything they had thrown out. And we used to take all the Coke bottles. And we'd get, you know, you get a whole fortune from all of them. So,
oh, that's great. That is just great.
And we did all our shopping in Canaan.
Yeah.
And see what would happen. The fathers would bring everybody up and then go home for the week. And the mothers were there without any cars or anything. So all the tradespeople would come over to us, you know, because otherwise they wouldn't have had any business.
Right.
So that was good.
That's
too.
That's an interesting time, I would say. That would be about when.
Oh gosh, let's see. I'm 88, so whenever,
yeah.
9 years old would be.
Oh, long, yeah.
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Well, I'd love to know a little more about, I know you did a lot in Mount Vernon, and if there's anything you can remember about what you did there. You were on all these things, all these wonderful historical.
Well, as I say, the family were history-minded,
yeah.
So that sort of,
yeah,
shoved me a little bit.
Yeah.
That I might not have done otherwise.
Yeah. But you had a lot of positions there,
yeah,
while you were there. According to your list here, you were a volunteer docent at St. Paul. Now, what's that, St. Paul?
St. Paul's is a National Historic Shrine. It's owned by the government. And originally it was an Episcopal church. And then they just lost all the congregation. And so the Historical Society took it over, more or less. And it's now a national shrine. And let's see.
That's interesting. And you did a lot of volunteer stuff in the history realm. I mean,
yeah, well, you know,
like
you get involved in one thing,
yes,
along,
yes,
another.
Well, then you moved to Salisbury, and then your jobs as an archivist at the library really were terrific, it sounds to me.
Yeah, it was sort of informal, you know. We more or less got it together, so it was organized, and now it's a.
And you were a town historian?
Yes.
That was in 1987, I gather?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And the 200th anniversary, you did 250th anniversary?
Right, we just had that, I forget what the date was, but the
1991.
That's when we had the bus trips that we took people. And it was very interesting because we said they should sign up, you know, so we'd know how many for the bus. So the people that lived here said, oh, we know everything, you know. And the day we had to hire another bus, so many people came out, natives too.
Good. And so, where did you go, mostly?
Oh, dear. Well, I described all the historic places here. And then we went up around Twin Lakes and just the general atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so it was very successful.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific. Well, I'm very interested, and you were really busy in that library.
I was. Now I've retired. I'm wobbly.
But,
so.
But you set up a great system in there.
Yeah, there wasn't any, really. Everything was in the basement. And so it took me years and years to get everything together. But I don't know how it is now. You know, I don't want to butt in at all. But we had it pretty well organized.
Oh, you certainly did.
And
I'm sure it was helpful to Norm, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well,
and, of course, he looks at it in a modern way with computers and things, which I had no knowledge of. So between the two of us, we managed to, you know, and, oh, you are helping, too.
I was helping.
Yes, of course. So, That's about it.
That's you were there for quite a while. I mean, you were there in 1985, it said.
Yeah, and weekends I used to work unofficially in the library, you know, because my husband was at the hospital. So, but now, you know, all the old people either died off or moved. So we have a whole new influx of people coming that could be helpful.
Yes, and I'm sure, yes. I'm sure they wish you were there.
Oh, no, he's doing a very good job.
Well, he is, he certainly is. Well, so now do you see your children much?
Not very often, because one of them only lives about a half hour away, but uh-huh. You know, they're busy and they have kids, but we call each other all the time and write letters and stuff. And they were interested because they were little kids when they came to the lake, you know. So they have a feeling for it too that they might not have had otherwise. So, all in all, I've had a good life.
Who did you take over for your job at the library? Who was working there before as a historian? Can you remember?
I don't know. I don't think there was anybody.
Maybe there was
officially.
Oh, okay.
They, you know, everybody sort of clammed in.
Yeah.
So then we got the history room, and so things sort of progressed, you know.
Because it's so well organized.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Well, we have very good people running it too, which helps.
Yeah.
And so I don't go there now because I figured, you know, once you give up your job, I went back a couple of times and everybody came to me rather than to Norm. And that wasn't right. So I don't go.
Did you set up the genealogy? Because that's very well done.
Yeah, everything was set up because it was nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Well, it's a good town to have genealogy.
You
know? Although, as I say, everybody's dying off now, it's hard to keep it going.
Well, we certainly miss you in there, so I think you should come in whenever you can.
Oh, gee. Yeah, that's all right.
This is rather a short interview because there's so much that you did that it's hard to...
Well, luckily I have plenty of time, you know. My husband's working in the Sharon Hospital and everything. Then, of course, he died, so that gave me lots more time.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, I thank you very much, Jenny.
Well, you're very welcome.
Very nice sitting here talking to you.
And I'm glad you're doing this project.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, cross your fingers.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, I'm sure.
Bye.